Hey there, Cam here from Training Talks. Thanks for listening again, and welcome to this week's episode of Endurance Coaching Business. Sort of a little bit off topic from business this week. Well, not really, actually, but it's sort of a combination of endurance and business. So lately I've been struggling a bit with focus and keeping my mind on the job. Well, not struggling keeping my mind on the job, but struggling to keep my mind on one job at a time. I've been simultaneously thinking about dozens of things I need to do, and focus is really absent, and it's taking a bit of a toll on my productivity, and I let my mind jump all over the place. Yesterday I saw a post from my old business coach, Matt Vilek, on LinkedIn, with some lessons he'd learned from his own business coach, Dan Martell. Both awesome follows, if you want to follow someone on LinkedIn. They talk more about software businesses than anything. That's why I follow them, but lots of good ideas. Anyway, one of those lessons that Matt had learned from Dan, and it really jumped out at me, and that lesson is exhaust the body, tame the mind. So let's just have a quick look at it. So there's a bunch of good lessons here. I'm just going to focus on this one. So exhaust the body, tame the mind. So Matt says stress management is a required skill as a founder, as anyone actually. This stuff is crazy hard and it'll destroy you mentally unless you learn how to cope. So best way to stay level, get your body tired. So whatever that means to you, you know, as endurance coaches, that means something very different to you than it would to, say, just a normal business person. But he suggests treating your workouts with the same level of rigor that you treat your business. Well, actually, even for endurance coaches, I might say treat your business in the same level of rigor that you treat your workouts, because often those of us who are into endurance sports put a little bit more rigor into our endurance training than we do into our businesses. And that's sort of what I'm going to talk about today as well. So, and he also says, because if you haven't realized that yet, your business will never outgrow you. So there you go. Exhaust the body, tame the mind. So back to my writing. Over the last 5 or 7 years or something, I've been doing a lot less physical training. So back in the day, I used to train 15 hours a week, maybe a little bit more for Ironman. And, you know, although that's half of what some people do, it's still plenty of training to exhaust the body, as you know. So now, you know, in a good week, I might get up to seven hours, you know, an hour a day or something like that. Still train every day. Enough to keep fit and reasonably sane, but not enough to really exhaust the body and tame the mind. So this morning I drove up north to Tawharanui, which is at a regional park just north, about an hour north of Auckland, and I surfed for 3.5 hours, and that tallied up to about 7.5 kilometers of paddling. By the end of it, I was exhausted and I was cold, and I was still enjoying myself. So the main reason I came in is because I got really cold. But both those things, experiencing cold and being exhausted, are two very good things for my state of mind anyway, and probably for most people. So here's just the chart of my workout. This is our new analytics feature. Unfortunately, my heart rate monitor is not working properly, so it's always reading 49 beats per minute. It's about my resting heart rate, I think. So for some reason, it's got itself locked in there and flatlined me at 49 beats per minute. And I'm not sure what this triangle is about. You know, that's the old Garmin GPS underwater, probably getting a little bit confused. But anyway, 3.5 hours out in the water, 7.7 Ks. So a big effort for me, probably my longest workout for a very long time. Now, surfing's not as strenuous as running for 3.5 hours or cycling for 3.5 hours, but it is a bit similar to swimming. Anyway, so now I'm back at my desk, and as much as I'm physically tired, my mind is really focused, And I've got that satisfying, strange feeling. Not sure if you feel it the same as me, but like that strange feeling of warmth that comes a few hours after exhausting the body. So not really sure how to describe it. The best way I can think of describing it as being like wrapped in a warm blanket, and you don't have the same stress and anxiety you might have had if your body wasn't physically exhausted. So when I had done that, I immediately thought of that post that I showed you before, and I went back to it and thought, oh, I'm going to write a blog about this because it's interesting. Feeling and thoughts, combination of endurance sports training and business. So part of the reason for me why I cut back on training all those years ago is so I could focus more on growing this business, Training Tilt. So I'm thinking maybe I over adjusted. Well, I think I definitely over adjusted. And I have sort of forgotten, not forgotten, but sort of misplaced my ideas of around how exhausting the body can really help with taming the mind. I used to feel, still do feel guilty about training too many hours that I should have been using to work on the business. And you know, you can do that. It's possible to do more training than you should when you really should be focusing on business, but vice versa. So I'm not suggesting that I'm going to go back and train 15, 20, or 30 hours a week or anything, but I've now realized that getting the balance right is important. So physical activity is an outlet for stress and anxiety, and in my opinion, the best out, best, better than anything else. And you know, if you've got stress and anxiety, the first thing you should look at is your, are you doing enough physical activity before you go and try and figure out anything else? You know, diet, physical activity are the two most important things which could iron out problems. I'm not saying that people don't have real problems with stress and anxiety outside of that, but if you aren't doing those things, then you shouldn't really move on to anything else just yet. So maybe that warm, blanket feeling is actually just the absence of stress in the body and the mind. That's what I'm thinking now. Anyway, so I did get halfway writing through this and wondered, halfway through writing this actually, and wondered whether I was wasting my time preaching to the converted, because most of you are coaches, most of you do a lot of training already, and you already know the benefits of hard physical training and how they cross over into every other part of our life, you know, our personal life, our business life, our relationships, everything. But maybe some of you, like me, have been training a bit less with the intention of focusing more on your businesses, your families, and your personal lives. So it makes logical sense that if you spend less time training, you'll have more time for everything else. But I think that logic only works to a certain point. So for me, I'm going to make more of a concerted offer, effort to train harder, probably train a little bit longer. And so I'm always exhausting the body so I can tame my mind. And, you know, sometimes you think you're doing the right thing. I'm doing less of this so I can do more of that, but it doesn't always work out that way. So that's me. Exhaust the body, tame the mind. Anyway, thanks again for listening. I hope you found this interesting. Let me know. Please let me know your thoughts. I'd love for you to reply to the email or comment on the podcast. Send me an email at cam@trainingtool.com and have a great week, and I will talk to you again soon.